proud of the latest and greatest technology in our truck lineup, which is the all-new 2015 Chevy Colorado. We combine class-winning and leading technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar.
Oh, yeah, technology and stuff. That's what we do every Wednesday night. Wireless Wednesday, or shall I say Wednesdays, because it's the Wednesday morning. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rick Limpert, he's our Mr. Everything here on The Experience. Atlanta-based Yahoo News, the sports contributor, covers sports technology on a national level, writes a daily tech column for Examiner.com, featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. Also now a featured writer, Everything Jordan. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Rick Roswell, and check out his website. Everything we talk about in the next 10 to 12 minutes, you can find on Rick's website, which is ricklimpert.info. You know, Rick, when I heard that that Chevy or Ford, I don't even know what the heck that guy was, who was giving Madison Bumgarner the MVP award, and he came out with that technology and stuff, I thought about you first and foremost, and how come you never coined that term?
Well, how come they're not giving me a 2015 Chevy is the other question.
Colorado recalled anyway?
Yeah, I think so. That he really didn't give a ringing endorsement for the product there. I mean, you could have pulled a guy out of the showroom in Roswell or Buckhead, and he could have done a little better job than the executive there. That was a little strange.
Well, I'll always give you a ringing endorsement because you do a great job with us and letting us come up with all kinds of great stuff technology-wise. And what we're going to talk with Rick this morning is, you know, we all have, for anybody who's got their smartphones, all the apps that we have on our phone. I mean, there are literally, are there millions of apps, Rick? Would that be accurate, or is it hundreds of thousands?
You know, I think we're in the millions.
Yeah.
And I would say we're at least at that.
Well, with all the apps that are out there, there's got to be a way to really figure out which ones are the ones that you should definitely have, the must-haves. That's what we're going to talk about this morning here on Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert. Mitch Evans Experience here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and Rick with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. So let's go down the list, Rick, and start with something that's important to all of us. Well, except for me, who, you know, I come in to work at 10 o'clock at night and leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. So traffic doesn't mean all that much to me, but to everybody else it probably does. Tell us about an app that would be great for folks regarding traffic.
Yeah, these are must-have apps for Atlantans, Mitch. And the first one, and this is a 99-cent app, but I recommend paying the 99 cents and getting it. It's called Atlanta Traffic Cams. And these are the DOT cameras on just about every highway and byway in the Atlanta area is available at the touch of a finger to look at on the app here. So you can kind of see, before you leave on your trip, where the backups might be or where the trouble might be. This very powerful app, and I have it, I use it, and I recommend everybody to have it.
For people who refuse to pay for apps, just thinking 99 cents is more, it's worth its weight in gold, I would imagine, to have this app on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, in reality, 99 cents for an app of this powerful an app is a bargain. It'll save you time. If you use it one time and it let you know where there's a jam or diverts you somewhere, it's paid for itself. So just think of all the research and development that goes into these apps. We're paying 99 cents and complaining about it, so it's kind of a little ridiculous sometimes.
Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking with our guy Rick Limpert here on a Wireless Wednesday. And Rick's got the must-have apps that all Atlantans should be able to have on their smartphones. Groupon is certainly an online coupon and discount source that everyone, I think, knows about. But to have the app on your phone as well as Scout Mob, why make that so special for you?
Well, these are good online coupons and discounts that change daily. So I think they're easy to check when they're on a mobile device like our phones. And these are dangerous apps to have, too, because my wife orders tons of things from Groupon. I think whether we need them or not, So, I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword there. It's great to get the good deals, but sometimes I think you find yourself buying things just because you think it's a great deal, and maybe you'll never use it.
Oh, Rick, I've got a great deal here on Groupon. We're going to go to dinner. You know what I like about Groupon is, you know, the dinner stuff. You know, it's to be able to get, you know, to go to a place where you like to have dinner. You might not see coupons elsewhere, and all of a sudden they pop up on Groupon. And if you have the app, as opposed to being on their mailing list where you get inundated with emails, here's something where you can just do it whenever you want to do it, correct?
Yeah, it cuts down on the email flow you get. And if you do use the coupons, then like you said, if you see a restaurant, if you see maybe a deal, buy one, get one free to go to the movies and you use them, those are worthwhile deals. So it definitely is worth checking out. But again, don't go overboard like my wife tends to do sometimes.
The saying in this town is, use MARTA, it's smarter. Well, now we've got MARTA on the Go app, and it's free, and tell me why I need to have it on my phone.
Well, I just got a refresh, the MARTA app here, too. And this is the official MARTA app, and this just basically gives you wait times. It lets you know if there's, on the weekend, sometimes some of it's down to one track in some place because there's construction going on. So this MARTA app, being in real time, the bus schedules and the rail schedules is really important. I actually ride MARTA down to the Dome usually when I go down there because the parking is such a mess. So having the MARTA on the Go app on your phone, if you live in Atlanta, I think it's a very smart thing. It is smarter to have that app on your phone.